moisture. Work pants built with rugged flex. Carhartt's durable stretch technology built for maximum movement. It's utility for the toughest of workers. Carhartt, the boot barn work.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 66 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 48. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 86. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The war in Ukraine will increase food insecurity around the world, especially in countries heavily dependent on wheat imports from that country and Russia, and push food prices even higher, panelists on a global trade webinar said yesterday. Beth Bechtel, Deputy Director General of the UN's Food and Ag Organization in Rome, said if the conflict results in prolonged reduction in Ukrainian and Russian exports, it will further exacerbate food and fertilizer price increases, putting at risk the food security of many countries around the world. The FAO predicts that due to effects of the war, over 13 million more people could experience undernutrition over the next 4 years. She said that's on top of the 811 million people, or more than 10% of the global population, that FAO says are already chronically undernourished. Countries with already high levels of food insecurity like Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen rely heavily or exclusively on imports for staples like wheat, corn, and cooking oil are much more vulnerable to these types of shocks, she says. The EPA denying 36 small refiner relief for requirements of the nation's biofuel mandate, but is providing other ways for most of the facilities to comply with the 2018 obligations under the renewable fuel standard. The news comes as the agency seeks to respond and adapt to court rulings that have added new factors to the process to determine whether or not an entity is eligible for a small refinery exemption under the renewable fuel standard. The 36 denials issued yesterday stem from a court decision that remanded the applications back to the agency. And Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer says that the Senate Ag Committee will hold a hearing on her bill, the Cattle Market Price Discovery and Transparency Act, Tuesday, April 26th at 9 a.m. Central Time. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Catherine Grinnell of Rayville, Missouri, died after failing to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of 85th Street North and Ridge Road. Deputies say just after 8 a.m. on Saturday, Grinnell was driving eastbound in a Suzuki car on 85th Street North and entered the intersection without stopping at the stop sign. A 61-year-old man was driving a Dodge truck southbound on Ridge and struck the Suzuki on the driver's side. The Sheriff's Office says there's no stop sign in the northbound, southbound lanes. Grinnell died on the scene. The driver of the Dodge was not hurt. The man accused of a deadly Labor Day shooting last year at a Wichita nightclub in Old Town will face a jury. On Friday, a Sedgwick County District Court judge found there is enough evidence to send Keyshawn Dawson's case to trial. Charges against him will include first-degree murder, 6 counts of aggravated battery, criminal discharge of a firearm, and criminal possession of a firearm by a felon. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Three people were taken to the hospital after a car driven by a 12-year-old boy crashed Sunday night in Thomas County in western Kansas. The crash was reported around 8.05 p.m. Sunday, just north of the intersection of Country Club Drive and Veterans Memorial Drive on the north side of Colby. The four-door Hyundai Elantra was traveling north on Country Club Drive when the vehicle accelerated swiftly, causing the driver to lose control, struck a dirt embankment, and went airborne to the northwest. The driver, identified as Jarrett J. Adelman of Colby, along with Brandon L. Butters, 27, and Janaea Valdez Castrell, 11, all of Colby, were transported to Colby Medical Center with suspected minor injuries. Samantha Baum, a 27-year-old from Topeka, suffered one gunshot wound while driving westbound on I-70 near Solomon. Baum was taken to the hospital in Salina, where she later died. Eric Wymore, a 48-year-old from Beulah, Colorado, was arrested for involuntary manslaughter and booked into the Dickinson County Detention Center. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have approved a nearly $900 million income and property tax cut package and sent it to Governor Pete Ricketts, who's expected to sign it. The measure that won final approval in the legislature would drop the top individual and corporate income tax rates to 5.84% by 2027. It would also provide a refundable tax credit to reimburse property owners for some of the taxes they pay to local community colleges and speed up the implementation of a law that will phase out Nebraska's tax on Social Security income. The measure passed after several setbacks in the legislature and concerns from some senators about the package's long-term effect on the budget. A former teacher in Cheyenne County has been sentenced to 18 months jail for child abuse. Former Layton Public Schools educator Dana Jepson was sentenced to 9 months of jail for each of the two negligent child abuse charges. According to court documents, Jepson pleaded guilty to both charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeYerking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week continued a conversation with Public Works, advising that Gage County has indicated they're not in favor of participating in a bridge replacement on State Line Road in Oquito Township, but they would consider a low water crossing on the north side of the bridge for access. Following discussion regarding use of Washington County equipment for placing shoulder rock on the county blacktop roads, a motion was approved for purchase of equipment at a cost of $55,000. After a recent request for painting lines on the Oquito blacktop, commissioners indicated they would consider outside lines and would look at bids in conjunction with future overlay work. Agency on Aging advised they're now offering Meals on Wheels delivery in Oquito, and the agency is offering free transportation for Marshall County residents again throughout the month of April. Those interested should contact the Agency on Aging office for more details with 24-hour advance reservations preferred. The county councilor advised a tax sale is planned perhaps late next month, and Aaron Prawley was approved for hire as RN with the county health department. Property valuations were discussed last week at the Washington County Commissioners meeting, with the appraiser advising residential valuations rose by just over 5% based on home sales last year. Some counties reportedly saw double-digit increases. Ag land values rose an average 2% for Washington County. It was suggested the mill levy could be reduced in order to keep tax bills in line, considering the increase. It was reduced by 8 mills last summer. A request was heard that appeals be offered in person, as the pandemic had changed the process to phone conversations only. Conversation continued regarding distribution of American Rescue Plan federal funding. Nearly half of the second round of some $1 million went toward updating radios and repeaters for first responders, and $250,000 was distributed to the 10 fire and 4 EMS units in Washington County. Ideas for remaining funds had been housing and industrial development, and a suggestion was forwarded that proceeds be shared with townships, while another consideration was developing a sign-on bonus for EMTs and training. No final decisions were made. Discussion was held by Nemahal County Commissioners last week concerning approval of a new employee handbook, as well as starting pay for new employees and sick and vacation leave for non-elected department heads. Discussion took place on the Gage County Rural Broadband Project at last week's Board of Supervisors meeting. Gage County received some $4.2 million with the American Rescue Plan Act. It was suggested the best way to impact the most people was broadband updates. A committee requested proposals for rural broadband work and received bids from Windstream, Nextlink, and Diode. They unanimously recommend moving forward with contract negotiations with Nextlink, which will improve a significant part of rural Gage County with fiber. They'll hit about 1,000 homes in the next 2 years. Their cost per month was around $30 less than the next applicant. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve recommendation of Donald Eshaw as manager for the Gage County Agricultural Society.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying sunny and warmer today before another low-pressure system starts to make its way through on Tuesday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild throughout the overnight hours with our lows in the lower to mid-40s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures warming up extremely quickly throughout Tuesday, and a large low-pressure system will start to make its way through the region. We can expect to see a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, and another chance for some showers throughout Wednesday. Winds will pick up out of the south between 15 and 20, and gusting as high as 35. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Spring is hop-hopping along quickly, and Easter will be here soon. Reflections has everything you need to make your spring occasions beautiful. Shop fun and affordable Easter baskets and fillers for all ages. Yummy chocolates and sweet treats, home and garden decor, greeting cards, party supplies, and so much more. There's something for everyone at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. Reflections, so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Looking for a quick fix for a lackluster lawn? A few secrets from the pros today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. The New York Mets played their first regular season game on this day 60 years ago. Want a lawn as green as a major league infield? Some groundskeepers swear by Epsom salts. It's rich in magnesium and sulfur, which contribute to chlorophyll production and seed germination. You can apply it with a spreader or mix with water and apply with a sprayer. And if you're really into unconventional lawn greener uppers, try this recipe. A can of soda pop mixed with a half cup each of liquid dishwashing soap, ammonia, and mouthwash. We're not sure why it works, but those who use it say it's the secret to a healthy green lawn. Your mileage may vary, of course. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. On Sunday, the Kansas Jayhawks celebrated their 2022 national championship with a parade in downtown Lawrence. The parade took place at 2 p.m., lasted about an hour long. Players such as Ocha Agbaje and Mitch Lightfoot could be seen celebrating and signing things for Jayhawk fans. Even Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes took note of the celebration, tweeting at Lightfoot over his beer celebration. An Andover Central basketball star is coming home to play his college basketball. Xavier Bell announced on social media he's transferring to Wichita State. Bell recently completed his sophomore season at Drexel University, where he started 25 games and averaged 11 points per game. He scored a season high of 30 against Hofstra. The 6'3 guard was named Kansas High School Player of the Year in 2020. It's the first major addition for the Shockers of the offseason. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Derek Gore officially signed his exclusive rights contract tender Thursday, which will keep him with the Chiefs this season. The 27-year-old Gore saw the first regular season action of his NFL career in 2021, registering 51 carries for 256 yards and 2 touchdowns, along with 21 receptions for 80 yards in 11 contests as Clyde Edwards-Helaire battled injuries last year. The Cleveland Guardians won for the first time with their new name as hot starting rookie Stephen Kwan went 5-for-5 in a 17-3 romp over the Royals on Sunday. Oscar Mercado hit a grand slam during a 5-RBI performance, and Owen Miller drove in a career-high 4 runs. Cleveland had lost its first 2 games since changing this season to the Guardians from the Indians, its name since 1915. The Guardians are now 1-2, the Royals are 2-1. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking for a trusted, experienced, and reliable certified public accountant, you need to look no further than Free CPA in downtown Marysville. Marcus and his staff have built a reputation of trust and reliability over the years with accounting, tax, business, and advisory needs. Wanting to explore tax or investment matters? Give Free CPA a call today, 562-2791. That's Free CPA in downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY.
Add some tasty and nutritious spinach to your gardening containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This popular green contains vitamin A and C, as well as iron, calcium, and 13 compounds that function as antioxidants and cancer-fighting agents. Start your plants from seeds, and in just 6 to 8 weeks, you can begin harvesting fresh spinach. Cut individual outer leaves when 3 inches tall and allow the inner leaves to continue to grow for later harvest. Or cut the whole head when 6 inches tall and wait several weeks for regrowth and a second harvest. Use immediately for the best flavor and store extra in the refrigerator for up to 10 to 14 days. Select from one of 3 types of spinach, the curly leaf Savoy, flat leafed, or the slightly curly semi-Savoy. The flat leaf types generally have the mildest flavor and their smallest leaves are sold as baby spinach. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at PlantSkydd.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Mike would not consider himself a professor, but a trip to this town will find him teaching classes about something he's been doing just about his entire life. It's the story of the farm meeting the classroom, and it's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey, y'all, I'm
I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mike Sloan owns and operates the Herman Wurst House, a popular meat shop in Herman, Missouri. But he noticed foot traffic was light in the winter months, so he had an idea to help teach people what he's been doing for over five decades.
My first class was called a Wurst 101 class. I had 25 people, which was very promising. And I started out charging them $39. I had no idea where the price was.
The bratwurst making class went well, so he thought this might be a promising new enterprise.
After the class, they said, "What do you have next?" I said, "I have nothing. This is it. This is one and done." Well, they wanted something else. So I did the bacon 101. I sold out, and I was having 20, 30 classes, I mean, every Saturday, January, February, March, April, May.
Mike's curriculum and student base continues to grow.
We started with the Wurst 101, then a bacon 101, summer sausage 101, then we did a whole hog butchery class, and now we're doing corporate classes.
The classes are a trend he sees over the past couple of years.
So they want to learn how to make their own sausage at home. With the pandemic and things that have happened in the past 2.5 years, people have started to grow gardens. They started to can again. They've always wanted to know where their meat came from, but now it's been heightened. So if they're not buying it, oh, let's make it.
Mike says the name is worth a lot as well when marketing his classes and his entire store.
Wurst House, I felt like I've done a pretty good job of making that brand, but the Herman part sets it off because now they're going to the Wurst House, but it's in Herman, Missouri, where you got wineries, you got breweries, you got antique shops, you got a lot of other things.
Mike's shop is right across the street from the Amtrak station that brings many visitors to town as well. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
A heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You invest a lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score, delayed rebreeding, or a smaller calf.
Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth, even if turned out onto lush pastures.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay. And if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease such as scours. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Spring is just around the corner, and Diane's Dresses down in Wymore is the place to pick up the best deals for all Alfred Dunner for their Alfred Dunner spring cleaning. Select racks are 50% off and also 20% off all new spring arrivals. So why don't you come stop on by Diane's Dresses down in Wymore for their Alfred Dunner spring cleaning event, where certain racks are 50% off and 20% off all new spring arrivals.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture fully supports renewable energy. Next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. At a House Ag Committee hearing last week, USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, Xochitl Torres-Small, was clear about the department's stance on renewable energy.
At Rural Development, our goals for energy are straightforward, reliable, affordable, and clean. When communities lean into clean energy, as so many are already doing and have been doing for years, the resulting economic prosperity is clear. It's powerful. Jobs are created, consumers save on their energy bills, and new markets are formed.
Torres-Small says USDA backs government incentive programs to spur energy improvements.
Co-ops got this energy efficiency ball rolling 7 years ago, and now USDA is helping to keep it moving and helping these co-op members to continue and increase their savings. We're also hoping to help pass these lessons on to other communities.
Torres-Small told the Ag Committee the country has run on fossil fuels for over a century, and while that hard work should be honored and valued, she says it's time to switch to renewables.
I look forward to working with all of you to incentivize more innovation and support the rural people who power our country, who create good jobs in their communities, and who increase the security and resiliency of our energy economy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, the engines in today's farm equipment are more powerful and efficient than ever before, as Troy Schar is the regional parts and service manager with Case IH, and he talks about what producers should look for in high-quality oil to protect their machinery.
Your oil really needs to keep up with the new technologies. The best oils are those that can handle the high temperatures and pressures and give you the performance that is demanded in our modern agricultural equipment. That means finding an oil that has demonstrated resistance to thermal breakdown, especially under high temperatures and pressures. And if you live in an area that has harsh winters, you need excellent cold weather starting as well. To get a little technical, I'll just say you need an oil that offers strong protection against oxidation and has good aeration control. This agricultural equipment today is constantly running in these heavy-duty conditions for extended service intervals. So look for an oil that's been tested in lab conditions and under load in extreme field testing and has shown good results.
He goes on to talk about what growers should know in order to choose the right oil for their equipment.
Anyone can go and find a range of this or that tool at the hardware store, right? But the well-made tools are the ones that have hardy components. And so when you're looking at a high quality filter, you really want to take special note of the design, the spring, the media inside, the seal, the baffle. Look for canisters that are smooth around the ends and corners, not sharp. And the reason for that is when you have those sharp edges and wrench flats and so on, that's where the pressure builds up and that's where these things can crack. Look for filters that have heavy gauge wire used in their springs. This offers more stability, prevents rocking. A filter that has a highly designed synthetic high-capacity media offers a much better performance.
That again was Troy Schar with Case IH Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty X4's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty X Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty X Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty X Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com. Offers with approved credit for specs. These are all qualified. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA announcing a strengthened commitment to advancing research and priorities to support pollinator health. USDA soliciting nominations for members to serve on a newly formed USDA National Pollinator Subcommittee. That's going to be part of the National Ag Research, Extension, Education, and Economic Advisory Board. The board provides feedback to the Ag Secretary and USDA science agencies and university collaborators on research, education, extension, and economic priorities and policies. Ag Secretary Vilsack said we're interested in understanding the stressors impacting pollinators, including climate change, pest pathogens, and reduced forage. Guidelines for implementing drought-induced water restrictions on water delivery and pumping, the most common component in the formal drought plan for irrigation organizations. In the 2019 survey of irrigation organizations, USDA asked groundwater groups, water delivery organizations like irrigation districts and ditch companies, questions about the formal drought planning. The Economic Research Service updated its data in 2019, and USDA found that around one-fifth of all organizations had a formal written drought plan. Between 69% and 73% of water delivery organization plans and 80% of groundwater organization plans included details about drought storage strategies typically occurring. And more than 175 fishing, food advocacy, and environmental groups calling the Biden administration to revoke the Trump administration's executive order promoting seafood competitiveness and economic growth. The groups say the executive order shortcuts the regulatory process for developing industrial offshore finfish aquaculture facilities in federal waters without congressional oversight. The offshore finfish aquaculture is a type of fin fishing farming that uses massive net pens to raise fish. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorff. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
A heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
A lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score. Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You'll need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay. And if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at agriculture.com.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network Community. Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. Still kind of mixed on the board right now. Corn has dipped into the red as the day's gone along here. Wheat is still positive. Soybeans are struggling just a little bit on the first day of trading. In the corn market, we started off a little bit stronger today. We're seeing things in the red now with May corn down by 5¾ cents, sitting at 763 even a bushel. We have the July corn down by 4¼ at 756½. Kansas City wheat, they saw some big numbers up near 40-cent gains a while ago. They've kind of dipped down a little bit, but still positive right now as May KC wheat's up 29 cents at 11.36 even a bushel. The July is also up by 29½ at 11.39½. In the bean market, May soybeans are down 34¾ cents at 16.54¼. The meal for May down $8.80 at $4.59.40. And soybean oil for May is down by 68 cents at $74.44. Cotton market, they're not a whole lot of movement today, but pretty consistently up. As we have the May cotton up $2.43 at $134.84. The July is also up 2.5 at $133.55. So some decent gains across the board there. The canola May is down $4.80 at $11.60.80. And the oats market, mostly higher with May oats up $4.75 at $7.99.25. Livestock market still kind of mixed on the board here, but a little bit higher as feeder cattle have dipped into the green now as well going through the day. April feeder cattle up 5 pennies now at 156.60. The live cattle for April up by 65 cents at 138.47. Lean hogs are still kind of mixed with April down 52 cents at 98.5. The May is in the green by 22 cents at 108.65. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing a big rally from last week continue on as the June index sitting up 28 cents at $100.04. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for special fees that all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now.